brought to you by Penguin. Meetings with Remarkable Manuscripts, written and read by Christopher de Hamel.
Introduction. This is a book about visiting important medieval manuscripts and what they can tell us and why they matter. As first envisaged, it was to be called Interviews with Manuscripts, and indeed the chapters are not unlike a series of celebrity interviews, actual interviews, traditional published interviews with well-known people, usually set the scene and describe the circumstances of how the encounters came to happen at all. They generally attempt to evoke something of the experience of meeting and interacting with the interviewees. You would already have had information in advance, of course, but what are the people like in reality when they finally come to the door and shake your hand and usher you to a seat? The accounts may say something of their physical presence and perhaps their clothes, demeanour and style of conversation. We may all pretend that a well-known person is really no different from any other human being, but there is an undeniable thrill in actually meeting and talking to someone of world stature. Is he or she, in fact, charismatically impressive or, as sometimes, rather disappointing? You might seek to discover how people became famous or whether their reputations are deserved. Listen to them and let them speak. A good interviewer may be able to elicit secrets which were entirely unknown and which the famous person had meant to keep quiet. There's even a certain voyeurism for the reader in eavesdropping as these intimate confessions are teased out. The most celebrated illuminated manuscripts in the world are, to most of us, as inaccessible in reality as very famous people. To a large extent, anyone with stamina and a travel budget can get to see many of the great paintings and architectural monuments and may stand today in the presence of the Great Wall of China or Botticelli's Birth of Venus. But try, just try, to have the Book of Kells removed from its glass case in Dublin so that you can turn the pages. It won't happen. The majority of the greatest medieval manuscripts are now almost never on public exhibition at all, even in darkened display cases, and if they are, you can see only a single opening. They're too fragile and too precious. It's easier to meet the Pope or the President of the United States than it is to touch the très riche œuvre of the Duc de Berry. Access gets harder year by year. The idea of this book, then, is to invite the reader to accompany the author on a private journey to see, handle, and interview some of the finest illuminated manuscripts of the Middle Ages. Paleographers, the general term for those of us who study old manuscripts, become accustomed to working in the reading rooms of rare book libraries. But these are sanctuaries as out of bounds to the general public as the tomb of the Prophet in Medina would be to me. Modern national libraries are among the costliest public buildings ever constructed. But few people actually penetrate as far as the exclusive tables set aside for the consultation of the most valuable books of all. Some settings for studying manuscripts are stately and intimidating, and others are endearingly informal. Access is a secret of initiates, and formulas for admission and handling of manuscripts vary from one repository to another. This is an aspect of the history of scholarship often entirely neglected. The supreme illuminated books of the Middle Ages are cornerstones of our culture, but hardly anyone bothers to document their habitat. Some of these great manuscripts may be known from facsimiles or from digitized images available online, as accessible and as familiar as authorized biographies of well-known people. But no copy is the same as the original. The experience of encounter is entirely different. Facsimiles are rootless and untied to any place. No one can properly know or write about a manuscript.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?